Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Warwick Shire all-rounder Chris Wokes has been added to England's one international squad at the five-match series against Australia, which begins on Sunday. Wokes has played one test, 13 one-internationals and four 2020 internationals to date in his career. He memorably marked his international debut in January 2011, hitting the winning runs off the final ball of the first 2020 match between England and Australia in Adelaide. With the likes of James Anderson and Kevin Peterson rested for the ODI series, Wokes is expected to get another opportunity to impress alongside the likes of Stephen Finn, Chris Jordan and Warwickshire teammate Boyd Rankin. And England women made an ideal start to their Ashes tour of Australia, hitting 362 for 6 on day one of their two-day game against an Australia under-21 Shooting Stars team. Heather Knight showed she has fully recovered from her hamstring injury with innings of 123, and also half centuries from captain Charlotte Edwards and Lydia Greenway. Knight retired after hitting 24s in her 175 ball stay in the middle, which allowed Aaron Brindle and Natalie Skipper useful time at the crease. For the Australians, Jess Jonathan and Nicole Bolton took a brace of wickets apiece. The match is England's final preparation for the Ashes Test, which begins in Perth on Friday. Many of Australia's men's Ashes winning players have been rewarded for their performances by making progress in the ICC player rankings. Ryan Harris, who took 22 wickets in the series, has moved it up from 5th to 3rd place between South Africans Vernon Philander and Dale Steyn. Mitchell Johnson's return to form, meanwhile, has seen him re-enter the top 10, while Peter Siddle is in 6th place. Stuart Broad in 10th is the only England bowler to feature. Chris Rogers scored 2 centuries in the series and now lies in a career-best 12th place, while Steve Smith, who also scored 2 centuries, jumped up to 21st, 2 places ahead of Brad Haddin. Away from the Ashes, and South Africa's AB de Villiers continues to lead the batting rankings, with Shivnarine Chanderpaul and Ross Taylor in 2nd and 3rd place. Elsewhere, Angelo Matthews' brilliant unbeaten century in the first test between Sri Lanka and Pakistan in Abu Dhabi moved him up to 13th place, a career best. Left-arm fast bowler Junaid Khan is also making progress, moving up 7 places to in 21st place in the bowling rankings. And staying with that tour, Laharu Tiraman has followed Nuwan Kulasekara in withdrawing from Sri Lanka's test squad for the ongoing series against Pakistan. Tiraman was ruled out of the first test due to an ankle injury, now confirmed he will miss the remainder of the three-match series. The uncapped Kushal Pereira has been named as his replacement. Kulasekara, meanwhile, ruled out the series due to a hamstring injury, with Sri Lanka electing not to name a replacement player, as they already have 4 fast bowlers in their squad. And Hong Kong left-arm spinner Munir Dar has been suspended from bowling international cricket for 12 months, being found to have an illegal bowling action. Dar was reported twice during the ICC World 2020 qualifier at the end of last year, which required undergo analysis of his action by the ICC, which found it illegal.